Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Howie Moss. Batting second. The shortstop, Jack Conway. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Flanagan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Flanagan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ons Moore. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Lake reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to third. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Ons Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moss juggles the ball. That's an error on Moss. Evers moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. Bloodworth moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. Swift moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Lapon now playing shortstop. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Flanagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flanagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-1 in the game. Conway hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-1 in the game. Weigel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Ray Flanagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ray Flanagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flanagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Flanagan takes first base on ball 4. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-2 in the game. Conway hits a fly ball towards right. Mullen catches it and throws to home to double up Mack. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. Mullen goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Tigers. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moore moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway misplays the ball. That's an error on Conway. Moore scores. Evers moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon throws the ball towards third to get the runner. He throws it away into left field. Moore throws it back to Kell, who tags the runner out. Mitchell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Tigers. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Ralph Weigel. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Jimmy Washdell now playing right field. Jim Hegan now catching. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-1 in the game. LePon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. LePon moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moss fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Kell moves to second. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moss for the out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-3 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field. Washdell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washdell. Evers moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evers scores. Bloodworth moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-3, Tigers. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washdell throws the ball into Conway, who tags Kell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.